जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
He wanted to know who is enlivening the mana, prana, chakshu and va, representing organs of perception, organs of action, mind, intellect and prana. In short, who is enlivening the subtle body? Again, you can simplify, who am I? He knows that this mind, prana, chakshu and vak, these are all inert. This much vivek discrimination the seeker has done. But he doesn't know who is the sincere giver. So he goes to the guru and asks that, I want to know who is giving the life force, who is giving the sentiency to these inner matters. I want to know that. And the Guru tells him, he is Sotrasya Sutra. Ear of the ear, he is mind of the mind, he is eye of the eye. That is the answer given by the Guru. And after that, we have seen that Guru has said that it is subject, it is not an object, and that subject is infinite, and that subject is not different from you. You are Brahman. The teacher has said like this. And he also said that it is beyond vidita and abhidita. Vidita means known, abhidita means unknown. It is different from vidita, vidit. It is different from gross and subtle. It is different from manifest and unmanifest, vidit and avidit. Who can know it? It was said, dhiraha. Those who are intelligent, they can know it. And the qualification required is sadhan chatushtay sampanna dhiraha. And what will be the fruit of knowing this knowledge? You will become immortal. Amritam bhavati. You will become immortal. Good. How can I realize it? Shankaracharya said, you have to do three things only. What are those three things? First is mam and aham bhav. You have to leave that. Mam means ego. And aham means aham and mam. These are mine, mine, mine. Aham is ahanka. So ego and mamatva. These two things you have to leave. Number two, you have to leave esna tray. What is this esna tray? You have to leave these three esnas, these desires. And the third is identification with putra, mitra, kalatra and bandhusu. Putra, putra includes putri also. Putra, mitra, kalatra, wives. That you can include spouse also. Kalatra, bandhusu, all relatives. So disidentify with them. If you do this thing, then you can realize. And what is the subject matter of the whole chapter 1? It shows that you are Brahma. Jiva and Brahma, like oneness of Jiva and Brahma is stated here. Then the seeker was thinking that whatever we are worshipping here as idam, 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 it was said, no, 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 that is not Brahman. Don't make your vision limited to only idam. The worshipper himself is also, aham is also Brahman. So both idam and aham, both are Brahman. That was rectified. But it is difficult. We identified with the BMI and we said, I am Jiva. Teacher has tried his best to tell you what you are. He specifically said, you are not prana, you are not mana, you are not buddhi, you are not vak, you are not chakshu, you are not organs of perception, you are not organs of action, you are not prana, you are not mana buddhi. Specifically, he mentioned. Why those things are not Atman? It was clearly stated that the organs of perception and action themselves are not Brahman. And whatever they perceive, that also is not Brahman. Whatever the eye sees, whatever the ear hears, those are all worldly things only. That things are also not Brahman. And the ability to speak, ability to see, that also is not Brahman. Brahman is that which gives ability to all these organs to function. So this was clearly stated. Now a very fascinating chapter comes, chapter number 2. After listening to the discourse, this is a dialogue between a student and the teacher. One student gets up and says, I know Brahman very well. I have understood. Whatever you have said in chapter 1, what is Brahman? I have understood very well. Now teacher wants to check whether his understanding is correct or not. Let us see the mantra. First mantra.
Yadi manyase suvedeti.
Yadi manyase suvedeti.
Tvam Vedha Brahmano Rupam.
Tvam Vedha Brahmano Rupam.
Yadasya Tvam Yadasya Cha.
Yadasya Tvam Yadasya Cha.
Deveshvatano Mimamsameva.
Deveshvatano
Mimamsameva. Te manne viditam.
Te manne viditam.
The fourth path there will be Yadasya Tvam Yadasya Cha. I think Cha is not given in the book.
So, should we read once again? Chant once again.
Yadi manyase suvedeti. Yadi manyase suvedeti. Dabhrameva-pi nunam. Dabhrameva-pi nunam. Tvam vetya brahmano rupam.
Tvam
vetya brahmano rupam. Yadasya tvam yadasya cha. Yadasya tvam yadasya cha. Deveshvatano mimamsyameva. Deveshvatano mimamsyameva. Te manne viditam. Te manne viditam.
Yadi manyase subhedeti. Yadi, if manyase, if you think. Subhedeti, Veda means no. Subhedi, I know it very well. I know it very well. If you think so, yadi manyase subhedeti, dabhrameva pinunam, then you know only little. Dabhrameva, you know only little. Nunam. Tam vetta brahmano rupam, the rupa of Brahma, which is infinite, you have understood only little. The moment you say, I know it very well. Subhedeti. Not only Veda. I know it very well. Subhedeti. Good. Yadasya tam yadasya devisu atanu. Little expression of tu. You are thinking that the Atman is with you. Yadasya devesu. You are thinking that Atman is in the Lord, in Devata. If that is your understanding, then your understanding is very little about that Brahman. Your understanding is that I know well. What do you know? That the Atman or the Brahman is in me and the Brahman is in Devata. That's all. If that be your understanding, then your understanding is not correct. What we have to do? Mimamsa eva te mano te manne viditam. Te manne viditam. You think you know well? No. Mimamsa eva. Go back. Reflect on what were taught to you. You have not understood well. Mimamsa eva, go and listen to the CD once again. But at that time there was no CD. Mimamsa, go and reflect what was taught you in chapter 1 again. You see, the moment Acharya heard, the student says, I know it very well. He did not give him a trophy or a toffee. He did not congratulate him. He understood that his understanding is not correct. So there is a one nyaya, khamba utkhanan lagnyaya. Khamba, khamba means a pole. When you put it in the earth, then after that you shake it well. Whether it is firmly grounded or not, or grouted in that cement or not, then you check it. So similarly, the teacher is now checking the understanding of all the students. Teacher is one, students are many. He is trying to shake him whether he has understood well or not. Shankaracharya gives a story of Birochan and Indra. Both Birochan and Indra went to Brahmaji to learn Brahma Vidya, about the Atma Gyan. And Brahmaji said, that Purusha is just behind your eyes. He is seeing through your eyes. That is Brahma. Chakchusa chakchu. This much Brahmaji said. And at that time there were no mirrors. So both Indra, who is Indra? Devta, Devraj, king of all Devtas, both went to a pond in clear water. They wanted to see. They saw their reflection. So Indra could not understand, could not see that Purusha, which the teacher has said. That Purusha is just behind your eyes, he is seeing through your eyes. So Indra could not see, but Birochan saw, yes, I can see. The eyes are Atma. And he went back, that body is Atma. Eyes belongs to body and body is Atma. That was his understanding. He went away. I know it very well. Birochan went back. Indra stayed back. He had to take more lessons, 3-4 lessons, and after that he came to know what is that Atma. Similarly, when the students are many, their understanding will vary, no doubt about that. Shankaracharya says some of the students will understand 100%. Some will understand thoda sa kamti janenge, 50, 60, 30, there will be variation. Some will be learning opposite. Teacher is saying, you are Brahman, they will say, no, I am Jiva. Just opposite. And some of them will understand only few technical words. They will remember 1-2 words only. Vidita, vidita, he, upadhe, rahitam. A couple of words they remember. Understand in this way. Suppose if teacher asks you, do you know Ajay Kumar? I hope there is no Ajay Kumar here. So you all will say, no, we don't know Ajay Kumar. But one who is the neighbor of Ajay Kumar, he will say, yes, I know him. Whenever I see him doing the lawn and all this mowing, he says Hari Om to me and I also say Hari Om to him. I know him a little bit. Ask friend of Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? Yes, main to uska langotiya yaar hoon. I know him from the childhood. I know him very well. Married in this and this year, then he has got 2 sons studying here and there. We meet in the club. Yes, I know him. Ask a radiologist, do you know Ajay Kumar? Yes, I know him in and out. I have seen all his bones also. All wear and tear in his bones, I know. Ask Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? What will be the answer? I am Ajay Kumar. There is no degree of variation of knowing. I know 100% or 30% or 50%. No. I am Ajay Kumar. So here there is no process of knowing. Ajay Kumar is in Ajay Kumar's mind, there is no process of knowing. Knowing is being. What will the answer of Ajay Kumar? Do you know Ajay Kumar? He will say, I am Ajay Kumar. He will never say, I know Ajay Kumar 100%, 60%, 30%. When it is object which is other than you, then you will say, I know this much, 100%, 30%, 60%, 40%, you will say. When it is related to you, then it is a subjective thing. So the moment you say Subhedeti is not the right word said by the disciples, because Subhedeti can be only said in respect of a thing which is other than you. An object you can say, this is Subhedeti, I know this object very well. When it is a question of subject, you cannot use that word Subhedeti. You will say, I am that Brahma. When the disciple came back and said Subhedeti, teacher understood what he has understood. He has not understood correctly. It was said that Brahman is Nirakar, formless. But the many people, what they do? They meditate on Nirgun Nirakar. And when they, meditating on Nirgun Nirakar, they are trying to objectify the Nirgun Nirakar. And when they come out of the meditation, they will say, yes, I have seen the light and sound and this smell and all that thing. They will come out and say, they all have made Brahman as an object of perception. I have seen the light, I have seen this, heard some sound, I have smelled something, chandan ka khushbu aa raha tha. They all have made Brahman as an object. It was said that Brahman is heya upadheya rahitam. Heya upadheya rahitam. It cannot be rejected. Heya means you cannot reject it. Upadheya, you cannot gain it. It is already with you. Even if you want to reject your Atman, you can't do it. Heya upadheya rahitam. And it was also said, na tatra chachu gacchati, na vak gacchati. Then how come you saw? When you are doing the meditation of Nirgun Nirakar and when you are saying that I am seeing the light, na tatra chachu gacchati, how can you see the light? Okay, even if you are seeing the light, when you come out of the meditation, do you see the light? Then your Brahman becomes aane wala jaane wala. In the meditation, it comes as a light. When you open the eyes, it's gone, not there. Then it is said, when the students say Subhedeti, Acharya says, no, your understanding is not correct. The Brahma, you know only little. What you know? I have understood that it is as my Atman. I have understood that it is in Devata, in Tvam, in Devesu. So your understanding is limited to Adhyatmik and Adhidaivik. Your understanding is limited to only that Brahman is human being and in Devata. Adhyatmik and Adhidaivik. What about the Adhibhautik? Nothing is said here. Therefore, your understanding is limited. That Brahman is infinite. He is in you also, he is in Devata also, and he is everywhere. So the moment student says, I know it is in me and in Devata, then your understanding is limited. He is in human beings. Why human beings? He is in all beings. And he is in Devata also. But beyond this also, he is there. So the understanding of the student was limited. Therefore, he was said, you go back. And Mimamsa, reflect back. And the student, it is said,
Evam Acharya Ukta Sisya Ekante Upavishta.
When the teacher said, student went back. Ekante Upavishta went to a solitary place and sat down. Then what happened? Samahitasana. He meditated on that. Samahitasana.
Yatho Ukta Acharyana Agam Arthato Vicharya.
Whatever was said by the teacher in the chapter 1, he tried to recollect again. Because whatever was said was according to the Shruti, according to the Vedas. So he went, sat down at a solitary place and meditated upon and tried to recollect what was said by the teacher.
Tarkascha nirdharya,
by logic also, he decided that it's not an object, it is subject, it is not finite, it is infinite. It's not limited to jiva and deva, it is everywhere. Infinite. Tarkasya.
Vicharya. Swanubhavam kritva.
And experienced also. Swanubhavam. So by Shruti, by logic, and by your own experience. Now his conviction is complete. Shruti, whatever he heard from the Acharya, first stage. Then he reflected by logic. It can be subject, it can never become an object. Na tatra chachu gacchati, na vak gacchati. He reflected on that. So therefore, I cannot say subhedeti. The moment you say the Subhedeti, that means you are knowing it as an object. It can never happen. That is why the Guru wanted to seek him. And he came back. So now with the Shruti, Yukti and Anubhuti, whatever said in the Shruti, in the Shastra, Yukti by his own reasoning, and Anubhuti, own experience, he experienced that I am Ajay Kumar, I am Brahman. Tell me, Ajay Kumar will say that I know Ajay Kumar 100%. No, he will say I am Brahman.
Swanubham kritva acharya sakas upagamya uvacha.
He went back again to Acharya and said, now this time this is a very fascinating mantra. You will not find such a good fascinating mantra in any Upanishad. Now after his experience, now he is telling what is his experience.
Naham manne suvedeti,
naham manne suvedeti,
no na vedeti vedacha,
no na vedeti vedacha,
yonastat veda tad veda, no na vedeti vedacha,
no na vedeti vedacha,
naham manne suvedeti,
no na vedeti vedacha,
yonastat veda tad veda,
no na vedeti vedacha,
naham
manne sube deti, na aham. I don't think that I know very well. Arbiyari said, sube deti, I know it very well. Now after reflection, after contemplation, after own experience, now the student comes and restate his earlier statement, naham manne. I don't think I know him very well. No na vedeti. And I can't say I don't know. Veda cha, I know. Cha, I don't know. Naham manne subedeti. I don't think I know it well. Second statement, no na vedeti. I know, not that I do not know. Ved, I know. Cha, I don't know. Yo naha tadveda tadveda. Then he tells to all the brahmacharis sitting there, all the students there. Naha means those of you who understand this way. I do not know very well. And I can't say, I don't know. That means I know and I don't know. Among all of the brahmachari who understand in this way that I know and I do not know, they have understood. Anna? I know, I do not know. Very good. Then Shankaracharya said, Nanu Viprati Siddham Naham Manne Subhediti Nona Vedeti Vedachaiti. Is it not contradictory to say that I know and I don't know? What is this? If somebody says, no, I know, and at the same time say, I do not know, this is contradictory. This will cause harm. It is a contradictory statement. It is said, Shankaracharya said, Viparyo hi sarvatra anartha kartvenaiva prasiddho. Whenever there is a contradiction, there is a no decision. There is a harm. People don't understand. Viparyo, there is a doubt. I know, I don't know, what is this? What type of this answer is? Then, evam acharena vichalya mano api shishyo na vichala. The teacher wanted to say again, what is this? You are saying, I don't know, and at the same time you say, I know. This is doubtful statement. He wanted to say again. But the shishya na vichala, he never moved from that because it is not his own experience. He said, Anya Devo Tad Vidito Athav Abhityata Taradi Iti Acharya Ma Uktam Akan Sampradaya Bala. His conviction is that you said Vidita, Abhityata, known and unknown, it is beyond known and unknown. You have said, I have contemplated on it. On the Shruti, whatever was said in the Shruti, whatever said was in the Shastra, I have contemplated on that. Very good. Upapatti. Upapatti, then I, with the logic also, I have seen that it can never become object, it is subject. Upapatti. Anubhav balat, anubhav, I have experienced on the strength of my own strength, I am saying this thing, that I do not know very well, and I can't say I don't know. Jagarja, with full confidence, with loud voice, he said this thing, जगर्ज च ब्रह्म विद्यादा ब्रह्म विद्यायां दृढ़ निश्चयतां दर्शनमात्मना. आई एम फुल कन्विक्शन इन दिस. दृढ़ निश्चय. वाई दृढ़ निश्चय? एज स्टेटेड बाई द टीचर अकॉर्डिंग टू द शास्त्र आई लर्न इन चैप्टर नंबर वन. देन आई हैव रिफ्लेक्टेड ऑन इट एंड थ्रू लॉजिक एंड थ्रू माई ओन एक्सपीरियंस आई फाउंड दिस. दिस इज करेक्ट. What is that correct? I do not know it very well and I can't say I don't know. Abhidita bidita. Then yoya kaschid naha. Naha means asmakam in the second line. How do you say this thing? Asmakam, all brahmacharinam, all the students. Madhe तन उक्तम वचनम तत्त्वतो वेदः. दो जो अंडरस्टैंड नो न वेदेति वेद च दे हैव अंडरस्टूड. आई डू नॉट नो ब्रह्मन एंड आई कांट से आई डू नॉट नो. दैट मीन्स आई नो एंड आई डू नॉट नो. वेरी गुड. When I say I do not know Brahman very well, that means I say I don't know him as an object. I cannot make Brahman as an object. And when I say I know means I know as my own self. Can Ajay Kumar say that I don't know Ajay Kumar? Or I know this much degree of Ajay Kumar? So once you experience, then what will happen? You will say, I am Brahman. That will be your statement. But I can't say I know him as an object. Subhediti word will always relate to an object other than me. Then it is Subhediti. So when the student is now saying I don't know, that means I don't know him as an object. I know. I know means I know him as subject. So Brahman cannot be made as an object. Brahman can be experienced as subject. Others will tell about the Ajay Kumar that I know him only this much, 100%, 50%, 60%. Ask Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? He will say, I am Ajay Kumar. So when it is your own anubhav, your own experience, then after that, will you say, I know Brahman? You will say, I am Brahman. So after experience, this statement should come. Now when this was explained to other students, that if you know Brahman, as I know Brahman, I do not know Brahman, then you have understood. Those who have understood in this way, they have understood. You got it or you didn't get it? As an object, you don't know. You cannot make him an object. But as in a subject, after reflection, after meditation, when you come out of the meditation, you can't say that the Brahman is different from me. Ajay Kumar can't say that Ajay Kumar is different from me. Ajay Kumar will say, I am Ajay Kumar. And after experience, what will you say? I am Brahman. So since I have experienced, I can't say that I don't know Brahman. I know and I don't know as an object. I know Brahman as a subject, but I don't know as an object. That is why the mantra says, Naham manne subhedeti, no na vedeti vedaja. Naham manne subhedeti. I can't say that I don't know him very well. Then, no na vedeti vedaja. Not that I don't know. I know and I don't know. Then, most of the students went, those who have understood in this way, it is your own subject. It is not an object. But few students still remained. Then a third person came. He summarized the whole thing. Whatever stated in this two mantra, he again describes it. Third person comes and he summarizes the whole thing. This is the mantra number three. What is that mantra number three?
Yasya matam tasya matam, yasya matam tasya matam, matam yasya na vedasaha, matam yasya na vedasaha, avijnatam vijanatam, avijnatam vijanatam, vijnatam avijanatam, vijñātam avijānatām yasya matam tasya matam matam yasya na vedasah avijñātam vijānatām vijñātam avijānatām
yasya amatam tasya matam matam means knowing tasya matam he knows it is known to him yas amatam whom it is unknown if somebody says brahman is not known to me he knows so according to this definition all ignorant people are realized a mystic language you see yas amatam tasya matam it is known to him whom it is unknown tasya matam it is known to him yas amatam who doesn't know And matam yasya na vedasa, and he does not know masam matam yasya, one who says, I know, na vedasa, he doesn't know. So all realized persons are ignorant. Matam yasya na vedasa. Why are you saying like that? What is the reason? What is the hetu behind that? Then the next line is said, abhijyatam vijanatam vijyatam abhijanatam. Abhijyatam, those who do not know, they know. And vijyatam abhijanatam, those who say, I know, they don't know. So that is why if you go to a realized person, do you know Brahman? He will say, chup. Do you know Ajay Kumar? He will say, no. I am Ajay Kumar. If you say, do you, are you realized? Ask Guruji. Do you know Brahman? Guruji will say, chup. I am Brahman. You can't know him as an object. Anybody who knows him as an object, he doesn't know. And ask a realized person, now describe Brahman. Tell me, what is Brahman? He will say, na tatra chachu gacchati, na bhag gacchati, na mano. He will say like that. So it is unknown to those who know well and known to those who do not know. The moment you say subhedeti, known to me, Brahman, pata lag gaya mere ko, then you don't know. And once you have realized, come and tell what is Brahman. You can't say anything. You cannot describe. And Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, Brahman defined is defied. Jhutha ho gaya Brahman. The moment you try to describe or define it, it is defied. Not possible. So knower of Brahman will say it can't be known as an object. So if somebody meets you, do you know Brahman? The moment if you say yes, he will say, dikhao, show me. Do you believe in God? Haan, mara Ishwar hai, hai, dikhao. You can't show. So there are two types of people. One is the ignorant and other is the realized. The realized person will say, Brahman is me. I am Brahman. He will not say, Brahman is different from me. And ignorant, understand this way. Shankaracharya say, asamyak darsinam indriya mano buddhisu va atma darsinam ityartha. Ignorant will say, what is Brahman? Because he is attached to deha, indriya, man, he will say this body is Brahman. Here we are not talking about the ignorant who don't know anything. We are also not talking about that person who is realized. Because the realized cannot describe also to the Brahman. Because he is Brahman. Here it is related to the people in between that, those have gone to some satsang and they have learned something about the Shastra and Guru wants to rectify them, Guru wants to correct them. They are seeing snake on the road and they are thinking that the snake is the real. He wants to correct them, correct their understanding. People experience silence in the meditation and they think that the silence is Brahman. That also is being corrected. You will experience silence in the meditation. That you can experience when you are in the Sattva-guna. Silence is experienced when you are in the Sattva-guna. When Rajoguna and Tamoguna is there is no silence in the mind, there is agitation there. So the silence is experienced when the mind is Sattva-guna Pradhan. You have to go beyond that also, beyond Sattva-guna. So the conclusion is, real knower will say, I do not know. I do not know means I do not know him as an object. A realized person will say, I know. Do you know Brahman? What will be your answer now? I do not know. And ignorant will say, I know. That means he has known it as an object. Brahman cannot be made an object, it is subject. Chalo achha theek hai, we have understood intellectually that it is not an object, it is subject. Tell me upalabdhi dwara, how can I get it here now? You have to tell me upalabdhi dwara. How can I reach there? I want to get it here and now. Tulsidas ji says, sadhan dham moch kar dwara. This is sadhan dham. Your body is the sadhan. Moch kar dwara. This is the gateway for the moksha. And yesterday we were discussing about the Narak Dwar, na? In Bhagavad Gita. Kaam, Krodh and Lobh. If you enter through these three gates, Kaam, Krodh and Lobh, then it is Narak Dwar. And this body, this equipment can also give you liberation. So the seeker wants to know the door. how I can reach that state. Month 4 will give you the Upalabdhi Dwar. If you are interested in moksha and want to know this Upalabdhi Dwar, how to get it, then you have to come in the next class. Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om.